So you think this is more of a negotiating tactic? It's not actually real. This is not what Zelensky actually wants or thinks is going to happen.
No, he's negotiating here. He's pushing back against Trump. Almost no Ukrainians want an election. So he doesn't have a domestic push at all. There are divisions politically in Ukraine, but nobody wants an election in the middle of the war. So he's getting no push domestically for that. This is pure politics with the Trump administration.
I mean, soldiers are fighting. The country is occupied. A huge number of Ukrainians have left the country. So those are all sorts of logistical challenges that would, you know, have to be overcome in any sort of election. And then, of course, there is the worries about Russian election interference in any outcome that might come from an election. How do you think this is going to play out?
I think this is going to get wrapped up into an end game that I believe is already starting to take place, which is how to end the war. And you can't isolate this. So, Zelensky's going to be presenting a new plan to the Americans very shortly. There's this conversation taking place between Trump and the European leaders. So I think all these pieces are coming together in what is an end game that is taking place now. And I think the elections will be wrapped up in the end game process as part of an overall settlement, because the Russians will only agree to a ceasefire if they're getting an overall settlement of some sort that they can agree to.